A dental instructor is on trial this week on allegations that he sexually abused inmates at the only women's prison in Kansas. Thomas Coe worked at the Topeka Correctional Facility from 2013 to 2018 and is charged with 6 felony counts of unlawful sexual relations. Sherman Smith with the Topeka Capital Journal was the first reporter to cover the story. He sat down with Nomin Ujiadeen of the Kansas News Service to discuss the case.
Hi, Sherman.
Hi.
So tell me, who is Thomas Coe and what are the allegations against him?
Thomas Coe is a 73-year-old former supervisor of the dental lab program at the Topeka Correctional Facility. He taught the inmates there how to make dentures that are supplied to other inmates across the state and those who get dentures through social services that are operated by the state. He arrived there in 2013 as a supervisor from Oklahoma City, and almost immediately there were complaints of sexual harassment from him that escalated into kind of unwanted touching and then more serious problems that led to the criminal charges.
And why was the alleged abuse allowed to go on for so long?
Prison officials, I think, struggled to prove some of the allegations, but there is also clearly pressure to see this program as being very beneficial to the state. It was not only serving this purpose of making dentures, but it allowed the administration at the time to say, you know, look at this wonderful thing that we're doing for inmates. We're giving them a work skill, an employment skill that'll allow them to have a better life when they leave here. And when women complain, they talk to me about, you know, sitting down with an investigator and having the investigators say to them, you know, this is a great opportunity for you. It was one of the rare programs that paid a wage for the women there. And so there was a lot of pressure to not make any more complaints. Some of the women were reassigned or relocated within the prison, so they were no longer part of the program. Other women were kind of subjected to the scrutiny by Thomas Coe, who would say, I know that you told on me, and I can take everything from you.
And how many people ended up coming forward? And do we know how many that he allegedly abused overall?
There were 5 who moved forward with criminal charges, and then an additional one who stepped forward in December. But there are other women that I've talked to who refused to participate in this legal process just because they don't trust it. There were women, again, who were punished for voicing concerns. There are women who are afraid of, even if they're outside of prison now, afraid that prison officials, you know, parole officers would send them back to prison. Women inside who are afraid of retribution from other prisoners who enjoyed getting benefits, gifts that Coe would bring of makeup or food or other items. And, you know, they were willing to have unwanted sexual contact in exchange for those gifts. And so there's a lot of fear surrounding this. And we don't know how many women total may have been victims here, but it's at least a dozen. Prison officials, just like people on the outside, are reluctant to believe women when they step forward and complain of sexual abuse. Most of the women there have suffered trauma before, and so this is really having a compounding effect of trauma upon trauma that's not being addressed.
What is the potential outcome of this trial?
The defense attorney for Thomas Coe has really tried to address issues like a lack of surveillance footage to support the claims. And so it really will be a matter of whether the jury believes the women there. If he is convicted of these crimes, the sentence requires prison time, and he would be the first person who's been charged with these crimes in recent years to actually go to prison for them. All the other cases have ended up with plea deals where the defendant pleads to a misdemeanor and avoids jail time.
And when you say these crimes, do you mean sexual abuse in general, or do you specifically mean at a correctional facility?
Yeah, there's a specific Kansas statute that addresses sexual contact with inmates, and the idea is that even consensual sex would be illegal because of the power dynamic there.
Thank you, Sherman.
Sure.
That was Nomin Ujiadeen of the Kansas News Service speaking with Sherman Smith of the Topeka Capital Journal. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.